Okay, Thursday night, Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Gimel. Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Gimel. Imomar Mashiva Ruach Bimel Sachama. Olo Amoro Bimel Sagashonim. Ein Machzirin also. Mashiva Ruach is not. Ruchos are not ne'etzorin, the Gemara says. The world needs ruchos to exist. Rabbi Gamliel likes to point out, if not for ruchos, we would have to keep moving in order to breathe. The only reason we don't have, because we used up the oxygen that's over here. So we'd have to keep walking. And it's only because of ruchos that we keep on, that we don't have to keep walking. What?
It's the delivery system.
Yeah. Plus the ruchos.
So he only means he didn't say mashiv ruach. It doesn't mean he didn't say
mashiv ruach. Right. Emomer mashiv ruach b'moisa chama. Olo amor b'moisa geshamim. Ein machzirin also. There's no. In other words, he said mashiv ruach b'moisa chama as opposed to saying morid hagashem. Morid hagashem b'moisa chama is a problem. Yeah. But mashiv ruach is not. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Mashiv Ruach Mitzon Alom and Mashiv Ruach Levad Belei Hizkir Geshem. Or he didn't say it be Moisak Geshem, he just said Moirid Geshem. Ein Machzirin also. Du Ruchos V'Chein Tal Ein Etzorin B'Lav Hachi. Ba'amiros Alomala B'Lo Morid. It's interesting. Like the din that you have to say it, or the din that you don't say it, is not. It's not Ma'akev because it really doesn't matter. It's not. It's going to come anyway, It's not a gay if you daven for it or not, which is a very heavy thing. Usually, you have to daven for things, even if they're going to come. But here, the Gemara says, Betharish and Tainus, that Eina Etzorin, because the world needs it for its existence. If you talk, I guess, to these weather people. I didn't mean meteorologists. And also, I meant these guys at in their basements, for a hobby. They're busy with the weather. Anyway, they'll tell you about ruchos. B'chein tal ain't at sorin b'la pochi. B'amiros l'malav v'mer. B'mekom b'kom l'chatchila nogem b'chol b'mekom l'chomem mashavruach b'haskar b'moisak eshomim. So v'sepes we say mashavruach in conjunction with morid hageshem. Because it has an added benefit, Shemolos Lanagev Lachos Aretz Kshehi Meruba. The wind it dries up the earth. It blows it, it evaporates it. It takes care of the heavy rains, the wetness. So,
which is funny because we said that Mashiach Morid HaTov is not incorrect. Sounds according to this that it's really unnecessary.
It's not incorrect. That would be a reference to the Mashiva Ruach of the Ruchos that the world needs in order to exist. He's explaining our minhag that we only say it in conjunction with Geshem because it has a dual role. So we're talking about the duality of the role, so we say it then. Ein machzirin also afilu adayim loisiyim habracha. Right? Even if he didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Esim, we're talking about not being chayzer, not just in the ultimate way that you have to be chayzer. Let's say if you didn't say Morid Hageshem in the winter, or you said Morid Hageshem in the summer, so that you go back, as long as you didn't finish the bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Most hold, we paskin. But here, even if you're in the middle of the bracha still, you're still in the sasik in the bracha, there could be nothing simpler than going back and correcting your error. No, there's no reason at all to go back. Okay, well, it's also to go back. So even if you go say another sentence, you don't go back. Okay, that's the first din of Siv Gimel. The Chaim Batal is the second din. Same thing. Because he's going with Minik Sfar that they did say it. So therefore he says if you didn't say it, ain't machzirin also. It's not like Morid Hageshem. It's not like Morid Hageshem where if you left it out you have to go back. Morid Atal, if you left it out, you don't have to go back. And indeed Minik Ashkenaz is not to say it at all. ein machzirin lo hiskiru b'chaber kozol l'minik svarg shenogin l'chadchilu lo memorid atol b'moy sachama afilu hoch ein machzirin miyachash lo chivu b'chachamim b'zeh, there's no chiv to say it, so you can't say you have to go back for not saying it. You didn't violate the takanos chosal. You didn't change the matbeah habracha that they were koveya because they weren't koveya with saying this. Agot. The Ramah Daka speaks out now. Bonu b'nei Ashkenaz lo maskirin ta lo b'nosa chama b'lo b'nosa gishamim. Brak b'sheila. Right? We have the difference between haskara and sheila. Haskara is with mishabeach Hashem. We describe Hashem and Barshu Baruch Amorin Agoshim. That's called Haskara in the Gemara. Then you have Sheila, the same Talmud Mata Lebracha, or the same Bracha. So by Sheila we do say Tal, you might notice. The same Tal Umotar Lebracha. So what are we doing asking for Tal? So we don't know. Vahu Mipnei Shalom Abakshim Shia Lebracha, because you're saying the same Tal Umotar Lebracha. You can have Tal, it's not Lebracha. Hashem is not Otsar Tal totally, but whether it'll give the optimum in Bracha is not necessarily the case, obviously. So we say, once we're asking for rain, we say the same Tal Umotar Lebracha. I want to, with my sachama though, after Shele and on Omrim Tal, we just say the same bracha. Actually, I learned today in the Nusach of Havinenu of the Yerushalmi. I was learning Yerushalmi brachas today. And in their Nusach, so they have a bakosha of Tal in Birchas Hashonim in the Havinenu. It's something like the Sabenu Betalale. Something like that, yeah.
Without guessing.
Well, they have Geshem too. That's the difference in Babli and Yerushalmi. According to the Babli, you don't say Havinenu in the winter, because for whatever reason, as explained there, it doesn't incorporate Geshem in the Havinenu, but in the Yerushalmi it does. Ain on the Moimim Tal, yeah. If the Yevon Mamav Bemoisa Chama Bein Haskar Bein Bishelik and Shema Bsein Tal Vlo Hiskimotor the Chuli Almei Machzir also. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with asking for it Bemoisa Chama. There's nothing wrong with not asking it Bemoisa Gishamim Tal and Ruchos. It's a Gemara in Tainus. Bono Bnei Ashkenaz, we don't mention Tal at all. Rakoim Bemoisa Chama Rab Lo Hishia Machal Kol Chayim Bechesed. We're living in Eretz Yisrael now, so we do like the Bra. I mean, I think it's universal to say Morid Atal. We talked about a few weeks ago why even the Geshem people say Tol. There are Geshem people, Geshem as opposed to Goshem. There's Geshem people and Goshem people. That's an old machloikes, different mischos, different opinions. Monographs have been written on it. Much ink has been spilled on the matter. I'm not going to weigh in with my opinion. It's a question, you know, it's a question of there's a pause there or not. There's a pause. But the question that exists is why even Geshem people say Tol. Geshem people should say Tal. By the same token that it's Geshem, it's Tal. So I happen to say Tal, but many, many people say Tol. So it's explained that Geshem is connected more to Gevuros, right? Geshem like relates to all to Gevuros, so the bulk of Gevuros is in the coming paragraphs, so there's no pause. Tal, it's explained, I mean, it's a teretz. Tal relates to Mechayim Esim Atar Rav Lahoshia, because it's Tal Shel Tchia. So we want to relate Tal to Tchia Sam Esim more, so even though in the next paragraph we also say Mechayim Esim Rechim Rabbim. That's the terrorist they give. The Tal is more closely connected to Atog Yibor Adolam Hashem Achayim Yisamato Rav Lahoshia, while Geshem is more connected to the next paragraph. That explains the Geshem and the Tal people. Geshem and Tal, right? Okay. Akoponim, but the Ramah will have none of this. The Ramah has nothing. We don't do it. It was in Eretz Israel, even the Nusach Ashkenaz people. Maybe in there's an Ashkenaz shul in Bnei Brak, there's a real Ashkenaz shul, they do everything. Minhagi Ashkenaz, yeah, and maybe in Beitar, I think there's an Ashkenaz shul. even this shul, I don't know. I was moved to say Kiddush Levana Atzoyim Kippur, like the Rama says.
Not earlier.
We say Kiddush Levana Atzoyim Kippur.
Why
next
all say it?
Say it right away as soon as you can. After 3 days, they don't even wait for Atzoy Shabbos.
Yeah, they brak.
What?
That's your Shalai. They brak. After 7 days, they won't let you say.
After what?
What's that? 7. They won't let you say before 7 days.
What? The Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish has 7 days? Where were you? You were in Vishnitz Shtibel. Where were you?
I don't know.
If you're. That's where you are. If you were in a Hasidic place, they don't say Kiddush Levana before 7 days. It's like benching Rosh Chodesh the 2 months earlier. Yeshom Shishliach Tziva Poisik Lahaskim Mitzvilos Musav Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Meaning in Chazoras Hashatz, because he says more at all. But the call. Since our minig is not to say Mori Natal, so there's nothing to call out. So the call says Mashiv Ruach Mori Geshem by the first day Musaf. We don't, because we in Eretz Israel, they say the Tefillah before Shmona Esrei. So there's always Hachrozah before Shmona Esrei. So on the first day Pesach, the Shliach Tzivu says Shato Hashem Elokeinu Mashiv Ruach Mori Natal, or Tol, as the case is. And Avalanor, Avalkol Mauskirin Vein and Poiskim at Mincha. They are Mauskir Mashvaruach, and they only stop by Mincha. Sheshomu Kvar Mishliach Tziva Shapozik Betfilas Hamusaf. I'm saying, but we say it before we daven, so by us is no problem, and everybody stops by Musaf, because we heard Achrozo before Musaf. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So if Kotten test law bad mincha the musaf adayin hanekal tzibur, because they didn't call it out, and there's nothing to call out in Ashkenaz. In Sfarad you call out Mori Natal, but in Ashkenaz you can't call out. You're not going to call out. The place can say you're not going to call out. Stop saying Mori Nagoshim. You don't express that. You don't say to stop davening for a good thing. So even though now it's a simon klolosh, they go, but you still you don't. Like the Gemara says, "B'chani Amagel," you know, "Misbal al Roiv Toiva." So that's the idea why you don't say, "Don't say Mori Nagoshim." Sheshamu. Right, they heard from the Shliach Tziva by Musaf. Vim Yochanachat Filoso, Acheskola Shlechsiba, the Spam of Musaf, who posed with the Haskar Gashem. Vim Yochan Echar, should read. Not it should read, it does read. Echar Filoso, he's late. And the Shlechsiba started Musaf already, and he heard. He came to Shul late, or the women come late. You know, it's Yisku that day. Okay, it's only there to sell that it's. Oh. Whatever. Anyway, so they hear you came to shul late and you heard tefillas tal, and now you have to daven musaf. So Abadi, you should not say mashruach morid hageshem by musaf. It was already muchros.
What if you daven shachris?
Same thing we learned. That's what we learned earlier. The yochan ador biyishiv yimaralos bal musaf kledim shemispalul nakilos. If you want to say morid hageshem. Really, the Mieh Shloy Sovek drink for his Palalu, Mutu Shloy Loimad, with the Yotzim of the Ever the Chuli Alma. Because the Mishmura holds, even if in the Mairiv of the first day Pesach, he didn't say Mashal Ruach, but the Ever the Yotzim. Because really, this man is the first day Pesach on one level, but then they were massacred by Musaf for reasons which we won't go into. But the Ever the Yotzim. Okay, we'll stop here.
You're going to jump down your throat as soon as you say Mashal.